At the top of the Persian Gulf, the Tigris and Euphrates rivers drain into an area known as the Fertile Crescent. The earliest known civilizations arose 5,000 years ago when the Sumerians and Babylonians lived there. Now it's mostly part of Iraq, and it's been systematically dammed and drained over the last 30 years with devastating effect. Today, the United Nations releases a satellite survey of the damage. Dr. Tim Fordsman is head of the UN Environmental Program's Division of Early Warning and Assessment.
The fact that it was such a stark, drastic example of rapid degradation was impressive to us, and we found that many people just could not believe what we were talking about until we showed them the sequence of the satellite images that shows the phenomenal loss.
And how big an area is this that was marshland, and how much marsh is left?
Well, the marshland did cover an area of over 20,000 square kilometers, just the marshland.
And of that, would 80% of it be gone, or 50% of it, or just in rough figures?
It would be more than 80%.
More than 80% is gone.
Absolutely.
Why that dramatic change? And what is left? When the marsh is gone, what replaces it?
When the marsh is gone, you end up with what the U.S. would certainly recognize as the Bonneville Salt Flats.
It's just desert, just
it would be
flat out.
Flat desert, salt encrusted, that would not support humankind, culture, or ecological species anywhere near what was recognized in the past.
And what happened to make this come about?
It's a complex series of actions that have occurred over the last few decades. The damming up of the Tigris and Euphrates, drainage of marshlands to convert into agricultural lands, a variety of the shifts in the land use patterns by the governments that control that area over the last couple decades has provided a tremendous degradative effect on the marshlands.
You keep saying a couple of decades. You're talking really seriously 20 or 30 years to bring about this change?
Our analysis using the satellite data covers the last 30 years, and it is a phenomenal loss in just 30 years.
Is there anything that your organization is recommending be done to rectify this, if it's possible to restore these marshes or at least to stop further degradation?
We're actually urging Iraq in cooperation with Syria, Iran, and Turkey to come to the table and discuss the policies for watershed management and to ensure that they understand the cultural, social, and ecological benefits of that. Recovery is possible. It's very difficult. It's not a trivial issue, but recovery is possible.
Do you think it's realistic to expect Iraq, Iran, and Turkey to get together with the UN and plan out some joint activity that all these partners would actually participate in harmony?
We have a history of sitting down and talking with them. Harmony is based on a common agreement of common principles. And when you work your way back upstream, as it were, with the environment and the culture and the fact that their life and their lifestyle are based on mutual understanding and agreement on certain principles, then yes, we do see positive reaction.
Dr. Fordsman, thank you for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Tim Fordsman is the head of the UN Environmental Program's Division of Early Warning and Assessment.